What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 184. In this episode, I will discuss the ceiling dose of ketorolac for analgesia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode184. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Back in episode 151, I discussed a trial by Sergei Motov that demonstrated IV ketorolac has an analgesic ceiling dose of 10 milligrams. Recently, Ken Mill discussed this study on The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Ken's post on the subject led me to rediscover the lecture that I had lost from freeemergencytox.net, where I had first heard the concept of ceiling doses for NSAIDs from Dr. Larry Rainey's presentation. And you can get a link directly to this lecture in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode184. I would really suggest that you do take a look at that talk. This analgesic ceiling dose of ketorolac was also established in several articles over 20 years ago. But the strangest thing happened on the way from the original studies to the FDA-approved prescribing information for ketorolac. Despite clear evidence that 10 milligrams of IV ketorolac was the ceiling dose, the FDA approved 15 and 30 milligram doses instead. I'm completely stumped as to how this happened. If anyone knows, please reach out to me in the comments for this post. While the study by Motov is a popular one for discussion, I would also like to review some of the earlier studies where the analgesic ceiling dose of ketorolac was hiding in plain sight. First, in 1989, a study by Stackett in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacology compared 10, 30, and 90 milligrams of intramuscular ketorolac with placebo in 126 patients with cancer-related pain. And while all doses were more effective than placebo, there was no statistical difference in effectiveness between 10, 30, or 90 milligrams of IM ketorolac. Next, a study in 1990 by Pierce and colleagues in the journal Pharmacotherapy compared 2 or 4 milligrams of IV morphine with 10 or 30 milligrams of IV ketorolac in 125 women undergoing major abdominal gynecologic surgeries. There was no statistical difference between any of the four groups in pain intensity difference, summed pain intensity difference, or total pain relief. Now, the study did have a tremendous dropout rate of 90% from all three groups at 3 hours due to inadequate pain control. But the authors theorized this was likely because no pre- or intra-op analgesics were given to these patients. Another study in 1990 by Brown and colleagues in Pharmacotherapy also compared 2 or 4 milligrams of IV morphine with 10 or 30 milligrams of IV ketorolac in 122 patients who had undergone major surgery. Both doses of ketorolac were as effective as 4 milligrams of morphine and were more effective than 2 milligrams of morphine in providing pain control. And there was no difference in efficacy between 10 and 30 milligrams of ketorolac. A review of ketorolac, also published in 1990 by Litvak and McAvoy in Clinical Pharmacology, notes that a dose of 10 milligrams IM was as effective as 6 milligrams of IM morphine. And an interesting letter to the editor in the journal Anesthesia from 1994 points out that in the United Kingdom, back in 1993, the manufacturer of ketorolac, which was Syntex, recommended reducing the initial parenteral dose of ketorolac to 10 milligrams. This reduction was due to reports of dose-related serious effects, including GI hemorrhage, perforation, and renal failure. The most recent trial by Motov using IV ketorolac leaves no doubt about the analgesic ceiling dose. The older studies seem to suggest that the analgesic ceiling dose holds for IM ketorolac. I asked if others agree with a ceiling dose for IM ketorolac on Twitter, and Dr. Motov responded. He says, the analgesic ceiling dose of Ketorolac is the same for IV, PO, or IM. There's no reason to use the IM route. PO ibuprofen is just as good. Now, the real question in my mind is what should be done with this knowledge of the ceiling dose and its contradiction with the FDA labeling for Ketorolac or tertiary drug reference dosing recommendations? The FDA and manufacturer have little incentive to update prescribing information for an old generic drug like Ketorolac. Knowledge translation to individual clinicians is slow, and many clinicians will probably be hesitant to adopt lower dosing regimens given years of anecdotal experience with higher doses. One option to speed the adoption of lower doses of Ketorolac is to use hospital P&T committees to automatically reduce all doses of Ketorolac ordered to 10 milligrams. Is this an option that you would pursue, or do you have a different idea on how to speed adoption of this knowledge? Let me know in the comments below at pharmacyjoe.com/episode184. And you can see there I have a Twitter poll out on the same question, whether or not the P&T committee at hospitals should be used to reduce Ketorolac to the ceiling dose of 10 milligrams. Now, at the time of this recording, there are about 110 votes, and 3/4 are in favor of using P&T committees to reduce the dose, and about 1/4 of the respondents are not in favor. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.